Well, hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to Compassionate Light. For those who are new to me, I am Catherine Hahn, and I'm here today to talk about healing to be in alignment to who it is that you truly are, your soul. So, before we go ahead and start, we're going to do a meditation. I know we haven't done that in a while. So, for those who are able to, I encourage you to sit comfortably somewhere and to close your eyes. And we're going to take a few deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. And we're going to place our hands on our hearts, and we're going to invite our angels and guides into our heart space. And as we do this, as we invite them into our heart space, going to see and hear from your guardian angels, your angels and guides. We're also going to invite the archangels to join us. And as they join us, they're going to be sending us their white energy of light. And this light contains their love. And the energy that we are needing in order to cleanse our chakras, cleanse our minds, and help renew us and rejuvenate us. And as they surround us, we have Archangels Raphael, Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Ariel, Archangel Uriel. And we have Archangel Zadkiel and Archangel Shamuel and Archangel Jophiel all joining us today, along with Archangel Michael. And as they surround us in our energy, they send us their concentrated light and energy that spins around us as they help us to open up our chakras. And as our chakras open up, as they expand outside of our bodies, into the space that we're in, we're going to help draw out all of the old energy, sending us their energy to fill us in. Archangel Zadkiel helps to transform their old energy into new sparkling energy that comes down from above as he helps also to open up our chakras, open up our crown chakra, that we may be able to receive this new energy, that we can and are open to the messages that come in today through this video, as well as messages that are specifically for you. As that channel is open, so that you can hear those messages from the divine, from your angels and guides. And from source energy. And we have this rainbow energy that comes in through our crown chakras. And as it comes in, it goes through each and every one of our chakras from our crown all the way down, cleansing that light that's at the center of our chakras, helping to expand that light. And as that light expands, it covers the inside of our bodies. Then expands out, expanding out to those who are needing it, those that you know, your loved ones, and those that you're thinking of that comes into your mind that are needing this love and light today. And as this rainbow energy comes all the way down, we have the energies from the archangels, as well as our angels and guides from our root chakra going all the way down to the center of the earth, grounding us, helping to for us to be in this present moment. And as this light comes back up from the center of the earth, there's going to be this green and blue and golden energy that comes up, back up through our feet, filling us, each and every part of our bodies, going all the way up. And as it comes up, I want you to notice what it is that you feel as this energy comes up, filling each and every one of our cells, each and every one of our organs, as it fills us, as it comes up. And then as it comes up through our crown chakra, it's going to then spill out like this fountain of water coming out onto the ground, as well as going up above our heads, being sent to those who are needing this energy throughout this world. And also, as this energy flows out of us, we are going to then be surrounded in this bubble that is created from this energy that comes out from our crown chakras, surrounding us and protecting us with this love and light energy, this golden energy, this green and blue energy. So we're going to take a few deep breaths in through your nose, in out through your mouth. And one more time, in through your nose. Really taking in that energy, that new energy that is being brought to us. And then breathing out through your mouth, releasing and letting go of energy that no longer serves us. And then when you are ready, you can bring back awareness into your body, wiggling your feet and your hands. And then you can open up your eyes and welcome back. So I hope that this meditation that you can do, which you can do over and over again, really helps fill you. Especially as we enter June. So I can't believe this month has already gone. It just flew by. And for those who have kids, you're probably getting ready for kids to be done with school. I know my kids will be done next week. So it's exciting for them, as well as for myself as we get ready for the summer. But we have this wonderful energy coming in this week as we prepare for June. And this energy in June is going to be one of refreshment. It's going to be one of, it feels good. It feels free. It's a new energy coming in. And not only because we're, you know, coming into summer with this new season coming in, but it's an energy of rebirth. It's an energy of, it's preparing us for transformation. And we had talked a little bit last week about that, how we're being prepared to really transform and really be ready to accept all of the abundance that's meant for us. And so I hope that you were able to do a lot of healing this past week. You were able to do a lot of letting go and releasing because we are in this energy that's coming in that is going to be asking us to really see things in a new way, to see things in a new light, and really shift our mindsets. So if you're still feeling a little bit unsure, if you are still feeling as if you're a little bit foggy, please reach out to me. You can go to psychic.cafe/Catherine and message me there. And I would love to help you through journaling prompts, through different ways to really help you, and as well as to channel messages for you. Also, if you haven't already, please go to psychic.cafe/transformational channeling. And what you'll see in that group is where we are going to be starting this new series, weekly group channeling sessions. And we're going to go deep. We're going to really release a lot of things that you need to release, that you are needing to let go of, especially if you are still feeling as if you're not free. You're not free to truly be yourself, that you feel that there's still something missing within you, that you are not feeling like yourself. So I'm going to help you to really understand how it is that you can truly feel free to be who it is that you are. So I know we've all been there where we feel like something's off with ourselves, that we're not being true to who it is that we are, that it doesn't feel right. Something doesn't feel right. And so when that happens, it means that there's something that needs to be healed within us in order to be aligned to who it is that we are. And so I'm going to be there to help you and guide you through that, through weekly sessions in our group. Now, it is free for the group sessions, so be sure to check that out. Also, I do have one-on-one sessions that I will provide for those who are needing it. There is a little bit of a fee there, but it is for you to truly understand what it is that you need to let go of to really be able to do this deep dive on what is keeping you from really stepping into your purpose, from really understanding what it is that you need to see in order to really let that abundance that's meant for you to flow. So I'm excited to really be able to do those group sessions as well as one-on-ones. And today, as we talk about healing so that you can really accept all of that abundance that's meant for us by aligning to it is that we are, it is going to then help you to not only be alignment to who it is that you are, but in alignment to all of that abundance, really having that mindset shift change that is meant for you so that you can live that life that feels free, live that life that is truly meant for you, that the divine wants you to live. So I encourage you to really look into that. What is it that you are needing to release and let go of? What is keeping you from living that life of joy and happiness that's meant for you? We are meant to live in joy and happiness. We are meant to live that life that feels good to you. But what is keeping you from doing that? So I want to help you to do that. So be sure to join me there in psychic.cafe. Join the groups. You can message me at any time. Even just to say hi, be sure to join me. But when it comes to living that life that's aligned, when we do that, when we are able to let go of the limiting beliefs, let go of those things that do not serve us, we're able to see that everything in this life is meant for us to help us, for us to live, for us to really go out there and be ourselves. Excuse me. So, if you are feeling as if, whether it is you feel like your body doesn't feel like yourself, like it's yours, or you don't feel like yourself in your own skin. If something just doesn't feel right, whether it's through anxieties that come in, through the sadness that may come in for you, you know that you can align to who it is that you truly are, what it is that your soul is calling you to do. Know that that is possible. And it's about releasing and letting go of those things that you may have picked up from society, from growing up, from others telling you you have to be a certain way when it just didn't feel right to you. It's about looking into what it is that you truly feel that you are needing to do. Also, looking at your dreams, looking at what it is that you truly want, because those things that you truly want is part of who it is that you are and what it is that you're meant to do. So, what is that for you? So, to look into that. And then also to see what is it that you're being called to do? What is it that you feel that makes you feel good? Not having to worry about how you're going to get it, where the resources are going to come from, but know that those things that you truly desire to do is meant for you. And that when we ask, when we tell the universe, when we tell the divine that that's what we truly want, that they're going to show you those steps in order to be able to get it. And it's about trusting and believing that the universe is going to be there to help you to get it, to help you to take that next step in order for you to really be able to achieve those goals and to step into your purpose. So, what is it that your soul is wanting? What is it that your soul is desiring? And for some of us, we're going to have to dig deep, go back to when we were younger. What is it that you really want to do? What is it that you desire to do in your life? And it could be also recent too, whether it has come up in your mind again. Whether it has been in your thoughts, or maybe someone kind of said something and brought up those ideas of what it is that you really want to do. And know that you can do it. It is meant for you. But also, if you have started to realize what it is that you truly want, it's then understanding that the divine wants you to have that too. And they're going to show you those steps. And for some of us, they may already be showing you those steps, but you have to be ready for them. You have to then step out of your comfort zone. And for some of us, it's going to be hard to step out of that comfort zone and to say, yes, I'm ready. And even if you had said, yes, I'm ready, sometimes fear and doubt step in, saying that, no, I can't do it. But I'm here to tell you from the divine that you can do it. And to help you to realize some of that is to think about those times when you were able to achieve something great that was scary at one point. And it could be anything. What is it that you achieved yourself in your life that you can look back and say, I was able to do it. I was scared. I doubted myself. But I was able to achieve it, whether it was when you were younger, whether it was a few years ago, or even recently. No matter how big or how small, what was that thing that you achieved? What was that thing that you did? And you were able to achieve it. You were able to achieve your goal and to do it. And you were so proud afterwards. Afterwards, you were able to say, wow, I did that. I got through the challenges and I did that. So to remember those times, to keep them in your mind, to write it down in your journal in big bold print so that you are able to achieve your next goal. You're able to step into what it is that you're meant to do, what it is that you truly desire to do. And when we do that, we're able to do healing by letting go of those fears. Trust in the divine, trust in your angels and guides, and believe that it is meant for you and that you are able to take that next step. And then you start over again. There's going to be another step that the divine shows you. And fear may come back again. But then to remember that you were able to just achieve that last step. And that's how you keep going. And then that's how you achieve those goals. So one of my recent goals or steps that I needed to take was to let go of my old chapter. I had been an event planner for a long time, about 20 years. But I knew that I need to do something different. But yes, I had fears and doubts coming in. I also had those moments where I wasn't sure of what it is that I need to do next. I just knew that event planning was not aligned to me anymore. And so recently, I was shown that I need to step into once again having another business, but also being a travel advisor. So that is something that I'm doing now. It took a while for me because first, I didn't understand what it was that I need to do. But after looking, after asking, after channeling, after letting go and being prepared to let go of the 20 years of event planning, I was then able to find what it is that I need to do for my next step, my next chapter. And then once they told me, I was like, okay, where's my first step? What is my first step that I need to take? And yes, fears came in. It had been a while since I had created a new business like this. And so, trying to understand how to take those steps. Also, because I had so much on my mind, feeling so overwhelmed with that, with all of the processes that I need to take in order to create a business, in order to really be able to then learn all the different things when it comes to travel. But I have been led and shown each and every step that I need to take, taking it one step at a time, while also having those fears that I need to let go of knowing how I was going to juggle my family, my kids, especially now that they're ending school, and everything else that I need to take care of and be responsible for. But little by little, I've been shown those next steps and shown how to let go of those fears. And I know that the divine, your angels and guides, are doing that too for you. They're there guiding you, supporting you, and rooting for you. They want you to do those things that you truly want to do. And for myself, traveling is something that I love. And so recently, right before I started this business, this travel business, I was reminded of those times when I loved to travel, those times that I did travel. And also those times when the divine had shown me what it was that I need to do in the past and reminded me this is what I need to do and brought back that passion that I have for travel, reminding me through all the different ways in my life, through different people, through media, social media, through TV. There's constant reminders all over the place. And through all of that, they reminded me what it is that I need to do, reminding me of my dreams of travel. And so I get to help others through that, helping them plan their vacations, their trips, their retreats. Which will also then help with my travels and for my family to be able to travel as well. So, what is it that the divine is reminding you of when it comes to your desires, your purpose? What it is that you are truly wanting to do for your life, what it is that you're passionate about. And know that it's never too late. That was one of the things that the divine had to remind me of, no matter how old I am, that it's never too late. That you can start this next chapter. Do those things that you love to do. Learn the things that you need to learn. And they're always going to show us, they're always going to provide for us, give us those things that we need. In order to be able to achieve it, in order for us to be able to do those things and take those steps so that we can step into our purpose. So, what is it that they're showing you today? And that's part of the healing process. that when we start to understand that we are meant to do those things that we truly want to do, that's part of healing. That's part of process of healing and understanding what it is that our soul is telling us that we need to do. Our soul that is perfect, our soul that we come here with. So if there's any fears and doubts of what it is that you need to let go of first, because in order for us to make room for those things that are meant for us, we need to let go of those things that aren't, because they stand in the way. They block us from what we are truly meant to do. They keep you from really stepping into your purpose. So, what is it that you need to let go of? What is it that you need to let go of when it comes to fears, those doubts, the thoughts of unworthiness? All of those things that are limiting beliefs, all of those things that has to do with ego. What is it that you need to let go of in order for you to see that what you truly desire is meant for you? It's meant for you to step into. They don't give us these desires and these passions just because, but they're all meant for you. They're there for a reason. So, what is that for you? What is it that you are needing to see? What is it that you are needing to let go of? If it's unworthiness, first, I encourage you to really connect with your heart space and then connect with your angels and guides, because they're going to show you just how much you are needed, just how important you are. And that your desires and your wants, what it is that you want for your life, is truly needed. So, to start there, for those who are feeling that they're not worthy, and then for those who are feeling the fears of the how you're going to get the resources, how you're going to be able to make it happen, to trust the universe and the divine brought you here for a reason. And they want you to do those things that you truly want, that your soul longs for you to do. And it all starts within you. You have all the knowledge within you. You have that wisdom within you. And the divine shows you those steps. If you feel overwhelmed, if you feel as if there's so much that you need to do in order for things to make things happen, ask them to show you that step that you need to take first. And then be open to all the possibilities of how that's going to come in. Not Not expecting it to come in the way that you expect it to. But it can come in ways that are so amazing that we have never expected to come in that way. And when we do, when we start to really be able to open up to all the possibilities, it is just amazing what opens up for you. Whether it's through other people that you might meet, whether it is through just going about your day and the aha moments come in, or even sometimes through social media and through TV. And the signs are all going to be around you. They're always going to show you. So, are you ready? So, it's important for us to do the healing so that we can truly align to who it is that we are, what it is that we are needing to step into. And for those of us who are not sure of what it is that you need to do, for those of us who are not sure of that next step, your next journey, your next chapter, to look within and ask. Ask them to remind you of those desires. Ask them to remind you what it is that your passions are, what it is that you are meant to do. And if you get excited about it, if it makes you feel excited, that is what you are meant to do. And don't worry about the how. Don't worry about how it's going to come in. Don't worry about how you're going to be able to afford it. Don't worry about what it is, all of the things that you need to do, but ask them to show you that next step. And they always will. You just have to trust, you have to believe that your angels and guides are always going to be there to guide you. They're always going to show you. And you may not know exactly how, but know that they're going to show you. And it's going to come in. And if you're needing a little bit of help with that, please reach out to me or any of the other hosts that you may connect with on Psychic Talk or anywhere else. People that you connect with daily, your loved ones that you feel really connected with, those people who you can trust to reach out to them to help you to see. And that's part of the healing. In order for us to truly align to our souls, we need to do that healing, letting go of limiting beliefs, letting go of others' telling you throughout your life who you need to be, how you need to be, and to look within and see how is it that I want to be? Who is it that I am? Letting go of others' expectations. What is it that you are truly wanting to do? And for some of us, we learned that through the pandemic, whether it's slowing down or understanding that time is short and this life is meant for you to do those things that you truly want to do. So, what does that look like for you? And if you understand what it is that you need to do to heal, then your next steps are to really heal all those things that are standing in the way of you aligning to who it is that you truly are. Letting go of those limiting beliefs, letting go of those fears and doubts that say you can't do something. That is keeping you from achieving those goals, that are keeping you from stepping into who it is that you truly are. And it's not just one thing. If you feel that you've achieved something great already, that's wonderful in your life. But there's more for you. You're still here. So, what is it that you are needing to do next in order to keep living that life that you love, living that life that makes you happy? And then trusting in the process, trusting that everything else will fall into place. There's so much meant for us. But it's also about seeing that in that way, that having that mindset. That everything that we want is for us. So, starting next week, this is the end of the Soul series. So, next time we meet, we're going to be talking about the mind and healing the mind and really being able to change your mindset so that you can see how everything is meant for you, how everything is for you, working for you. So we'll dig deep into that. And in the meantime, this week, as we enter June, if you are still needing to do the healing work, to understand what it is that you need to do next, what it is that's coming in for you in order to achieve your goals and step into your purpose, be sure to do that work. And if you're unclear, please reach out to me. Again, it's psychic.cafe/Catherine, CHEHARINE. And I'm so excited. This June is the halfway point to the end of this year. And at the beginning of this year, we talked about infinite possibilities and all the abundance. And in order for us to see that abundance. It is understanding that we are needing to align to who it is that we truly are, to our soul. And the series that I'm doing, this three-part series on the soul, mind, and body, it is there so that we can align to who it is that we truly are, so that you can step into all that is meant for you, all of that abundance. And there's so many possibilities for us. There's so many different ways that abundance can come in for you. So I'm sending you all lots of love and light. And I hope that you're able to truly be able to see just how important that you are, just how needed that you are with your gifts and abilities. We need you to really step into your purpose, to do those things that you truly want to do. Because not only does that help you, but it helps everyone in this world. Everyone that's here now and in the future. That's how important that you are. And I hope through the group sessions that I do, through the one-on-one sessions, I want to help you to see that. I want to help you to step into that. So sending you all lots of love and light. If you are needing some journal prompts, if you are needing a little bit of a message, please be sure to reach out. Have a great weekend, everyone. I hope that you have lots of fun during your healing process, because that's also part of the process. You're not only doing the healing work through meditations and journaling, but also to have fun, because during that time, that's when the divine can remind us of that joy and happiness that you're meant for. That's when they remind us that it's meant for us to be happy. It's meant for us to live joyfully. So be sure to have some fun as well. So once again, sending you all lots of love and light. And I hope that you continue to send that love and light to others who are needing it. And we'll talk again soon. So bye-bye for now.